Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this Monday night Blog Talk Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries of Smile 3E. That's presented to you at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. We thank you again for joining in on tonight. We will be having a wonderful speaker on tonight, which will bring the word to life. So at this time, we're asking you to mute your phones so that any background noise could be muted out. And we're asking you to go get your Bibles, paper, pencil, or pen, and if you need a crayon, those too. And just join in with us to follow along with the word that's being brought forth on tonight. I'm going to take this time now to ask the speaker of tonight, Pastor Troy Thomas. Are you on the line yet? Okay, well, I assume he's getting in place to prepare for tonight. I'm going to also ask Minister Sheila Kaiser, are you on the line tonight? I guess she's getting in place for to become and join us in a little while. So we're going to just start this program off with prayer. So join in with me, please. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, as we do every day, asking you to forgive us of every sin that we have committed, willingly and unwillingly. God, every sin we have committed in omission, commission, and any other way. God, we're just asking you to be our Lord and Savior. And I'm asking you to just take care of us, watch over our household, watch over our jobs, our finances, our vehicles, and everything that concerns us. We ask you, oh God, to just take care of us and keep us, keep our family. I'm going to also, God, come forth before you, asking you to just bless the speakers on tonight and every other night that we have a guest speaker. God, because we want to make sure that we bring your word to the people in a raw fashion way that they would know that Christ is still alive and Christ is still on the throne. God, we ask you to watch over our neighborhoods, our government. We're asking you to just protect us. Heal us that needs to be healing. Deliver us that needs to be delivered. Save us that needs to be saved. God, for we thank you because your mercies are new every morning. And God, on that note, I'm going to say amen. Apostle-elect Pastor Thomas say he thinks he's on mute, but he's on the line, but we can't hear him. I'm sure he has checked his phone to make sure that it's not muted, but I'm asking you to check the line to see if Pastor Thomas' phone can be unmuted. So, Pastor, as soon as you get a chance, just start talking, and I would know that you're on the line and you're available to speak. So, in that, just to let everyone know that we are excited about what God is doing. We are excited every time Blog Talk Ministry get a chance to be on the air. We are excited about even when our ministers get a chance to do Facebook Live. We're just excited about being saved and just want you all to know that there's nothing too hard for God. God is able to set free, deliver, and save us. All we have to do is open our mouth and ask and just stay focused continually and just know that God is God and only God can do what we need to be done. Don't worry about what people say. Know when people are trying to push your buttons and just say, God, I'm going to leave that to you because I'm not going to say anything because we do know that some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. And that's what we want. The body of Christ to get the increase with everything we're doing. So I'm going to ask again, Pastor Thomas, can you speak? Can we hear you if you speak now? If you need to, Pastor, you can call my line and I can do it three ways so that we're going to defeat the enemy right now. We're going to ask God to allow this service to go forth, because we do know that he tries to block and bind up. Okay, Pastor said he's talking, but we can't hear him. So what I'm going to say is, God, I'm asking you to do what you need to do, God, to open up the line so that the man of God can speak and come through. So I know that he's able to do all things. I know that Christ is able. And I'm trusting God, believing God, and depending on God. So I'm going to ask Apostle Elect again if she's on the line to acknowledge and let me know if she has unmuted the phones. Open up the line. I'm also going to text her to make sure that the lines are open. Just bear with us a moment. And while we're doing this, I want to ask you to just begin to start praying and ask God to just open the lines up to let the word come forth. Because I'm excited about what God is doing. Because I do know that there is a shift in the atmosphere, that God is just doing something new. And if we get on one accord and just start touching and agreeing and talking with God, and then the most important part is sitting back listening to him and do what he says to do, follow his instructions, we will be okay. So I know that God is doing a new thing in my life, because I can see the things that is coming up. I can see the things that are happening. I see and I hear what people are saying. You know, a lot of times, like I say, when I do be online and I speak, I'm trying to make sure that I'm saying what God has done, and I want to say what God has done for me, not as bragging, but as testifying to let you know God has no respect of person. If he do it for me or did it for me, he'll do it, and you will be able to say he did it for you. So I don't want to tell nobody else's testimony, because my 9 out of 10, I won't get it all right. I may leave something out. I may add something in, because I went by being a third party instead of being the person that absolutely had the testimony to tell. So we're just going to keep me in prayer as I pray for you and pray for myself. You pray for me and yourself. So I'm just waiting to see what the Apostle Elect is saying, and I'm just waiting on Pastor Troy. I want to know if Pastor Troy is doing Facebook Live also, because if he is, I can always tune into Facebook and share that with the Blog Talk Live. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just waiting for the man of God. Obviously, he has something awesome to share with us on tonight for us not to be able to hear it. And that's something that I want to do, is hear what the man of God is saying on tonight. I'm looking at this time to see if he's on Facebook, because I love when the man of God is giving his testimony about what God has done for him and how God has brought him out of one place and brought him to another place. And I thank God for that, because, see, the greatest testimony we can give is when we know that God has done something for us. Because I can sit here and talk about how God is so good and God has moved on my behalf and God has really made a way for me. But if I don't have the evidence to say or show what God is doing, a lot of people will say, well, I don't know, because I don't see it. Yeah, I know we're human. We'll say it in a minute. I don't see it. But God is awesome. He is awesome. I've been in my word the last couple of days looking up 30 things. Dropping my phone. I'm so sorry for dropping my phone. looking up certain things because I want to make sure I'm right with God. I want to make sure everything I'm doing is right with God. I want to know that I know that I'm right with God. And God is such an awesome God. He haven't led me astray. He haven't broken any promise. He haven't put me on the side and said, I'll talk to you later. I thank God for what he has done and what he is doing for me. I'm just so excited about the chance to ask God to save me and deliver me and set me free. I'm just excited. I'm typing in while I'm talking to you all because I'm asking the pastor a question as well as waiting on Apostle Elect to let me know if she has opened up the line. Okay. God is good. Don't y'all know God is good? How many of us can say that we have asked God for something and God didn't make it right with us? I'll just let you all know, everything I've asked God for, it may not came in my time. But we all know that God is an on-time God, that his timing is not our time. But whenever he do it, it's on time and time, and it's all about his timing. Yeah, I'm also, again, sharing with the pastor because he said he's about to do Facebook Live. And I'm just getting ready to share it with you all when he do come on Facebook Live. I will mute my phone and share it through you all because the old folks used to say there's more than one way to skin a cat. And this cat is going to be skinned tonight. We're going to get this word across. We're going to get this word out. And we're going to make sure that God gets the increase. So I'm just excited because I do know that God is ready to do what God do. Okay, let's see what's going on with this Facebook page. So, y'all excuse me because I'm trying to hook this up that we can still hear the word. And as we know, the enemy of our soul is trying to get busy. It won't even let me. God, you able. God, you able. I know you is. There you go. Here you go. Let me put my phone on mute. We finna get started. Have your way, Pastor. I love you. Have your way. Mute.
Alan, God bless you. My bro, Bishop Servant, Johnny Asaiah Marshall is on here. My cousin, Tricia. Terrence, love you, man. Big bro, Terrell Sims, AP, God bless you. I love you so much. Janine, God bless you. Here we are. This Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, and it's just one verse. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. One more time. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, and the 6th verse says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. A couple of questions I want to ask you and respond back to some things that I'm saying so then we could have somewhat of a dialogue and a conversation at the same time. I have a question for you. Are you your child's friend or are you their parent? Are you your child's friend or are you your child's parent? Sometimes in today's society, we've got the two mixed up. Nika Rob, bless you, man. Brooke, BJ, Brooklyn Janelle, my number 3 baby on here. We get it kind of mixed up. We want to be our children's friend. My mother told me a long time ago, and so did my father, I'm not your friend. I'm your parent. There's a difference between me being your friend and your parent. Your friends do certain things with you that I would never do with you because we're not the same age. I'm at a different level, and you're trying to reach the level that I am. Not that I'm better than you. I was just here first. You understand what I'm saying? And what we tend to do is we tend to try to put the two together, is be our child's friend, especially Pastor Lazarus Jones. We try to be our child's friend, then more so be their parent. We can't be their friend and train them. We can only be their parent and train them. I see so many parents today, what they tend to do is they're partying with their children. They're smoking with their kids, smoking weed, smoking whatever they're smoking. They're popping pills with their kids. They're having improper conversations with their kids. Let me tell you something that I used to, when I grew up, there was no such thing as you party with your kids unless it was a big family function. If it was a big family function, then everybody got together. But still, once again, you didn't drink in front of your parents. You didn't smoke weed. You didn't smoke cigarettes in front of your parents. You hid my number 6 baby girl on here, Ashlyn Thomas. There were certain things you just did not do in front of your parents because that showed a respect that you should have for your parents. Now, if you're doing any and everything and they're allowing you to do any and everything in front of them, that they have you have a lack of respect for your parents, and they have a lack of respect for you as a child. It's certain conversations my mother didn't have with me because you know why? Because we was taught to stay in a what? Child's place. There are certain conversations we couldn't interrupt. We couldn't intervene on because we had no place in grown folk conversation because they didn't want us to believe that we were equal in what we were saying. Bless you, Pastor Tracy. We were not allowed to be in the midst of what they call grown folk conversation. So if they were talking about somebody, they were mentioning somebody, we couldn't say, sure did, because you got a backhand. You got a backhand or a front hand, or you got punched in the mouth because you were out of place. You were out your area. You were in a position that you were not born in. What you mean, a position I wasn't born in? You were out of position because you're the child and not the parent. The authority is in the wrong place. Your adjustment's in the wrong place. So then what happens is we party. Some people party with their children. They drink. We all drinking Hennessy. We all drinking Crown Royal. Whatever it is that y'all drink, we all drink. This white head named Brooklyn Thomas, she would talk so much that we had to pinch her lips because she talked too much. They smoking, Pastor Tracy. They getting high with their kids. They passing the weed around. Stepfathers, stepmothers, they passing the weed around with their stepchildren. Their children. Let me tell you something that I don't believe in, and that's stepchildren. I got married to a young lady who had a son when I met her. But Pastor Tracy, bless you, Pastor Jones, there was no such thing as he was my stepson. He wasn't my stepson. He was my son. Everywhere we went, this is my son, Omar. This is not my stepson. This is not my wife's son. That's my son. And I treated him as I treated my other children. Just plain and simple, that's how it went. So there are certain things that we could not do together at the same time because I'm the parent. In other words, I had to set an example for my children. Somebody said it, put on there, put it up, set an example. If you don't hear with me, type on there, set an example. That's right. Chinese, they called it, they gave you a look that told you to sit down and shut up, or else there was going to be a problem that was going on. So in the midst, it's a lack of respect. We have to be an example to our children. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to cross every T and you're not going to dot every I, yeah, but there are some things that we should take in consideration. That's right. We're not judging. We're just giving some instructions. We're giving some things that we can change. Now, we often talk about how bad the kids are today. Well, let's think about some things. You couldn't go outside and play unless your chores was done, unless your homework was done. There was rules and regulations that was set in your household that you had to abide by. There was no compromise. There was no such thing. Even if you lived in a single-parent home, you were required to do some things before your mama or your dad got home that if you did not do what you were asked to do, you were trained to do, there were repercussions and consequences. Now, I don't know what kind of parents you had, but the kind of parents I had was this. Not only did you get talked to naturally and spiritually, you got a whooping after the conversation. Then after the conversation, you was now put on punishment. AP, Sims, we got talked to, lectured, whooped, and then put on punishment. You said there's cruelty, but that's just the way my parents ran their household. So by them running their household like that, we understood what we had to do. We had to come in the house, do your chores. After you finish your chores, you got to do your homework or vice versa. Do your homework and then do your chores. So then, therefore, that was no problem. There was, once you did what you were required to do, what you were asked to do, then you had certain freedoms. You couldn't bring no F's home to my father and ask him for some new shoes. He said, no, the F stands for food. He said, I don't buy shoes for food. I don't buy clothes for food. I go to the thrift store or I put patches in your shoe, in your pants and in your shoes for a food. He says, I don't buy clothes for a D. People get D's. Pastor Tracy, D stands for dummy. And my father, F stands for food, D stands for dummy, and C stands for you could do better. The only thing that was acceptable in my house was an A or a B. I know now the grading system has changed, but it still equals up to either you're not doing the work or you're half doing the work or you're doing the work. That goes for the parents. Either you're not doing the work, back to your devil, either you're doing the work, you're not doing the work, or you're halfway doing the work. One of the three things is going on in your life. We have to have consistency, Pastor Sims, because without consistency, there is an imbalance. For the Bible says that he rather you be hot or cold, or he's going to spit you out of his mouth. Yes, we did. We got an open hand slapping the mouth for talking back to grown-ups. So here it is. When our parents would talk to us, we couldn't talk while they was talking. How many had them kind of parents? You couldn't talk while your parent was talking to you. You was being disrespectful. You was being dishonorable. A demon just tried to come in. I bind him right now in Jesus' name. Back to you, Satan. We couldn't talk while our parents was talking. There was no such thing. They were going to fivefold the ministry and let you know to stay in your place. So then here it is. What we're doing is we begin to adapt what the world tells we got to do. You don't believe me? Once upon a time, you can get a whipping in school. When I was in the school, it could be the green, that's the general truth. We had teachers that had rulers with tape on it, Pastor Tracy. And anytime you stepped out of line, they popped your tail. They said, hold your hand out, and you better not move. If you move that hand, you got two more licks coming. So you had to hold your hand, hold it still. So when I had a teacher named in the fourth grade named Miss Alexander, and she wouldn't cuss. She said, you give them my blank to blank nerve. That's her cuss word, the blank. She said, hold your hand. Troy, if you move that hand before I hit it, you got two more coming. And if you move it again, you got four more coming. Then it was discipline that caused us to be the way we are. I think Pastor Tracy and Therese, let me tell you what I think is funny. There's one thing that I find funny that's going on with us so-called grown people. We say we're not going to make our kids do what our parents made us do. What you mean? They made us responsible. They made us accountable. You didn't like accountability. You didn't like responsibility. So then, therefore, you decided when you got grown, you weren't going to be accountable. But let me tell you something. You're still accountable. Where are you accountable at? You're accountable at work. You're accountable to the bill collectors. There's still some accountability regardless of whether you want to be accountable or not. You still, so what, that's why the Bible says train up a child. So here it is. When your kids begin to get to a place, you have to teach them in order for them to get what you're saying. You can't just tell them. You have to teach them and be consistent until they get it. The same thing spiritually. If you're dealing with situations in your life and you try it one time, two or three times, it don't work for you, then guess what? You got to keep going until it works. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The problem is we want our children to obey us, but we won't obey God. We won't obey those that have rule over us. We won't obey those that tell us what to do, that have authority. We have a problem with authority. So then, because we as grown people have a problem with authority, Teresa, then our children end up having a problem with authority, Pastor Tracy. You can't, you know what I mean? Our kids act a fool in school, and you know your kids act a fool in school. You know for a fact that what they're saying about your child is 100% your child. But then you have the gall to go up to the school and clown the teacher for saying what is absolutely true about, that you know about your own kid. I told my children, nobody can come and tell me about my own kid. I know what you're capable of. I know what you will say and what you won't say. So when somebody tells me something about you, guess what? I'm not surprised. Now, if they lying on you, I will firmly let them know, stop lying on my child. Because that one might not do it, but this one over there, they might do it. So this person, no, this one over there ain't going to do it, but that one over there going to do it. So then we go to school and we clown, and when other grown-ups tell our children the right thing, we get mad at that grown-up for telling our child the right thing. Well, guess what? If you were telling the child the right thing, if you were being consistent with that child, then somebody else wouldn't have to say anything to him. Pastor Sims, what ended up happening was if we were on the block acting a fool and Miss Gibson next door to us had to whoop us, oh, Lord, that was the worst whooping that we came into, Pastor Tracy. You know why? Because we went outside and we embarrassed our parents. Because the first thing they're going to say to you is, now, ain't you this Thomas kid? You know better, don't you? Come here. Come on. You know better. Come here. You know, I saw what you did. Come here. They will give you a few licks. Then they will walk you to your front door, ring the doorbell, and tell your mama and your daddy, or if you only had one of them, tell your parents or parents exactly what you did. And then what you did was you went in the house and you got a worse whooping than the one you just got because you embarrassed your parent after they instruct you, after they showed you, after they told you their expectation of you, and you did it anyway. So here it is that these children are going astray because we'll put them on the same level that we are and they're not. I got grown children. I have grown children, grown. And guess what? I do not play them talking back to me. Oh, you ain't never that grown. You can't talk while I'm talking. Because if we both talk at the same time, somebody ain't listening. And I'm sorry to tell you, you should be the one to listen because you're the child, I'm the parent. Now, if I'm wrong, Pastor Tracy, I have no problem Evangelist Janine saying Daddy was wrong and he apologized when I'm wrong. See, we got these things twisted. And let me tell you something. We start having grown-up conversations with our children. For a long time, I had a problem with my kid's mom. But guess what that was? That was my personal problem with their mom. It was their problem. So the problem is what happened is we then started to tell our children about our personal relationship with their parents. We have improper conversations with our children. I know you're right about it, Pastor Joyce. Hey, that's right, sis. Punch him in. Ask him like Bruce Willis asked them on that movie with Damon Wayans, the stomach or the throat? Which one you want me to punch you in, your stomach or your throat? Because I believe in the scripture when it says, beat them and you won't kill them. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Guess what I would do? I would whip somebody else's kids. And if their mama didn't got something to say, I'd whip them too. Because the fact of the matter is, I shouldn't have to whip your kid. You should whip yourself. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. If you don't agree with me, just say, Lord, help them. But that's how I get down. The fact of the matter is, we have improper conversations with our children about their parents. Hold on. This is your personal opinion about the parent. Y'all were in a relationship. Yeah, in some kind of relationship, you might just been a booty call. Might just been buddies. Might have been a short situation. But guess what ended up happening? It didn't work out. So then you feel some kind of way about the other parent and begin to share your personal opinion. Your personal opinion with the child concerning their parent. You don't let them get to know the parent for themselves. You don't let them get to know the parent. Let the parents be who they are. Because guess what? So sometimes who the parent is to you, they won't be to the child or the children. Let me say it one more time and write this down. Take a picture of it. Who the parent is to you, they're not going to always, God bless you, Brother Nixon, the parent's not going to be that same, every parent's not going to be the same way with the child. Because you love that child, you might not love that other parent. You might can't stand them, man. I can't stand the sight of them, the dismissal of their name. Might not be able to can't stand that sound of their voice. So for that reason, you have to keep your opinion about the other parent, somebody say, to yourself. Come on, type on here. Keep your opinion to yourself. It might be actual. It might be factual. But let that child learn the other parent for themselves. I know you can't stand them. They did this. They hurt your feelings. They did this. They cheated on you. They mistreated you. They abused you. They did all these things to you. And some of it is factual, some of it is fictitious. And so what we want to do is we want to taint the child's perception about the other parent because we don't like them. So because we don't like them and the parent and the child loves them, we want to impede on their love for that parent. One thing I know about a child, and I got seven girls, they love the parent. My girls love me. You hear me? All seven of them. They love their daddy. I got two or three of them, really, that are the biggest leeches in the world. That's that Taylor Trenise, that London Troy, and that Nyla Page. They love their daddy. They are attached to me anytime, anywhere I go. My baby, they love me, too. Don't get me wrong. They love me. But I got three that just like Velcro. So it don't matter what you say about the other, what you hear about the other parent. Let them find out who the other parent is for themselves, not from your opinion, not from your emotions, not from what they did to you. Let them learn how to deal with people on their own, from their own perception, from their own conversation, from their own interaction with those individuals. Yes, I talk to the grandparents too. I had to tell my daughter this one thing. I say, do not put your personal opinion, use my grandson as a tool to get back at his father. Let his father learn to love him on his own. Let his father learn to love him on his own. That's not, you cannot interfere with the love that Caleb has for his father. That love is pure. That love is untouched. That love is necessary. That love is necessary. The last point I want to get to this one thing is, can you see the purpose of the push? Somebody say the purpose of the push. Come on, type on here once again with me. The purpose of the push. Here it is. I want to talk about this one point that we have children that have gifts. Come on, if you have children that are gifted, come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs. If you have children that are gifted, they're anointed, they're different, give me some hearts and some thumbs. I have seven daughters, and they're all gifted in their own manner. Taylor Trenise Thomas, the oldest one, she's 23. The girl can flat out sing. She can sing. My second daughter, Carly Zaire, she can't sing. The poor child can't sing. But she can dance until the power of God hits the place. My Brooklyn is, she has a spirit of love. She has a spirit where she can, she gets over things. She knows how to transfer her love to other people that don't know what love is. She's just a loving child. That London Troy can sing. She has a musical ear, and she can dance until the power come down, and she is definitely her father's child. So just, she is me in the female form, if you know anything about me. Hey, praise the Lord. So then that Madison Kiera is just like Brooklyn. She has a love. She has a sweetness about her. She has a radiance about her that's that Madison Kiera. And Ashlyn Kennedy, number six, she is what we call mother, but she, the baby girl, she can sing. She can sing. My baby girl, she can sing. And we yet waiting on Nyla. Nyla Page, she is funny, but she seems like she's going to be her daddy's child as well. So then we have to know the gifts in our children. We have to know how far we can push them. We have to get to know their personalities and who they are and what God has in store for them. Well, I've never seen so many people in church don't bring their kids to church. Pastor Johnson, I've never seen this so much in my life. They give their children choices whether or not they go to church or not. But the Bible says, for me and my house, we shall what? Serve the Lord. Ain't no kid going to live in my house and tell me they're not going to church. Oh, no, no. You may not go to church with me, but you're going to somebody's church today. When we grew up, Pastor Johnson, we didn't have no choice. Kim, we didn't have no choice about whether or not we were going to church or not, Patrick. There was no such thing, Apostle, that we had a choice whether or not we were going to church or not. When mom and dad got up for church, you got up for church. Matter of fact, when we got home Friday night from Holy Ghost night, we had to get our clothes ready because just in case we didn't have time Saturday from going to the church to help clean up from Sunshine Band rehearsal, from doing rehearsal from the grown people choir. And then we might have to go visit somebody's church or anniversary. So just in case we didn't have enough time to get our clothes together Saturday night, we got our clothes together Friday night so that we wouldn't make my mother, which was a Sunday school teacher, late for church on Sunday. We didn't have a choice in the matter. We had to go to Tuesday night Bible study, Friday night Holy Ghost night, Sunday morning Sunday school, afternoon service. We had to come back from YPWW, and then we had to go to night service. And somewhere in between, we had to go to somebody's church, somebody's anniversary, somebody's birthday celebration, somebody revival, and guess what? Even when we had revival, we had to be there. And guess what we had to do, Pastor Terrell? We had to put on shirts and ties. That's right, Pastor Johnson. That's what started me loving going to church. Let me tell you something. Steve Harvey made this point when he did his comedy over there at on the Kings of Comedy. He said sometimes it's that one person in the church that made church fun. We had some of them mothers that were shouting dance. We had some of them deacons that were shouting dance. We had some that would crack jokes to say certain things that made church attractive to us. And not only there was somebody that made some things going on, I could walk in a house and see my mother on the floor on her knees praying to God, interacting with the God of her salvation. So then here it is. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way that it should go, so when they get old, it won't get part. It's another young man that was on here. His name is Vernon Gibson. He know about how my mother used to take us to church and how we used to go on a regular basis from childhood even to adulthood. I've never left the church. I'll be 45 coming this November. I've never, Pastor Mason, I've never left the church. Never. I grew to love the church. I grew to love God himself, and I am reaping the benefit of loving God, of loving church, of loving to praise him, loving to worship him, loving his people. I'm reaping the benefits of it. So we was trained how to clap our hands. We was trained how to rock. We was trained how to find our part without being told our part. That's right, Pastor John. We were marked the deacon. We were marked the saints of God. We were taught how to sing on key. We was taught how to sing in like the right time and which part we go up, which part we would go down, who would lead the song, how the song would be led. We were taught how to direct the song. We were taught how to play the tambourine. We used to have competitions who could play the tambourine the best in the church. But we started it as children. And we grew up doing these things. Our children have gifts that we have not tapped into because we are more worried about our own lives than the life that we brought into this world. Seems like today all we want our children to do is get out of our faith. Go away. You get on my nerves. This becomes the problem in the church. Our youth are straying away from the church basically sometimes because of our own actions. Basically because we talk a good game, but we don't show nothing outside of that. The Bible says, let your light so shine. Is your light shining at home? That's what I knew for a fact, that my mama was showing up saved. Because there were times when we came in, once I said a little earlier, we came in the house, and mama was on her knees praying, and she recognized us walking in the house. She said, come on, get down here and play with me. And we'd be down there for an hour, hour and a half. We might not have been saying nothing. That's right. We learned how to play the instruments. I had an auntie named Linda Handy, which I love so much. She's still here. She said, come on, let me show you this key. Now, she only played in two keys, Terrell, G and C. But I learned how to play in G and C. Well, let me go back to what I was saying, Mama Sonia, God bless you. That we walked in the house, Mama was praying. And she grabbed and said, you get down here and you pray with me. And not only did we pray with her, she said, now you open up your mouth and you pray. You talk to God. I want to hear you talk to God. I want to hear you to have a dialogue with Jesus. We had to learn. Not only did we learn the Lord's Prayer, we learned John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent not his, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Got lost there. But we learned 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's John 3:16 and 17. I learned that at the age of 7 or 8 years old. So almost 40 years later, I still know what I know because, guess what? I was taught that as a child. My niece Gabrielle, she's on here. She was taught by her mother, Pastor Karen Williams. The fact of the matter is, they were taught how to sing, taught how to do the service. I learned at an early age how to pray, open up the service, Teresa, read the scripture, amen, take up the offering, clean the church, be the armor bearer, count the money, the whole night, write down on the books the whole nine yards. As well as that was spiritually, but I was taught at home how to clean the gutters out. I was taught how to trim the edges of the grass, how to climb in a tree and cut the limbs down so it wouldn't fall on the house. I was taught how to dig the yard up and turn the grass over so that we'll have a new fresh grass the next year. These are things that I was taught and trained to do. What are you teaching your children? How to turn up? What are you teaching your children? How to make social media their life? These kids, they just want to be on social media. They want to get likes. They want to get loves. They want to turn up. They want to see how many people have commented on their post. These are trivial things, but they're lacking the more serious things, how to conversate, how to interact, how to let go of old stuff, how to move past. We used to fight our next-door neighbors. 1 hour, 2 hours later, we back playing basketball all over again. These kids get to fight now, they want to shoot each other and kill each other. We've lost the place of love in our hearts and our minds. We've lost that. Guess what? These babies have purpose. Have you asked your children, have you asked God about the purpose for your children? Have you asked God about how should I talk to them? What should I say to them? How should I interact with them? How should I go about these things? These babies have purpose. Do you know the purpose for your child? What God has in store for their future? Are you training them? Are you training them when it comes to their money? Now check this out. Not only how to save money, but how to give in the offering at church. so that, when they get used to giving, guess what? They'll be used to receiving. Are we training them that, you know what? Mom and daddy had some bad situations, but we both had a bad part in that situation. But, baby, let me teach you how to be respectful to your husband. Let me teach you how to honor your husband. Let me teach you how to talk your husband to death. Let me teach you to keep people out your marriage and out your relationship so they won't interfere and ruin your message, your marriage. As a son, teach your son, son, let me tell you something. Honor your wife. Love your wife. Respect your wife. Keep them other women out your face. Guess what? It's the same thing. It has the same function. It's just on a different person. You have a loving wife. She respects you. She honors you. Respect her the same way she honors and respects you. Cover your wife. Pray for your wife. Take her to church with you. Stand up, get on the altar. Get prayer. Come together as a team, as a unit, so that there will be no space left for the devil to come in between you. These are things that we need to talk to our children about. Not tell them how much I hate your mama, how much I can't stand your daddy, he ain't this, she ain't that. We need to talk about the love. The Bible says in Proverbs 22nd chapter, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. He will not, she will not depart from it. And guess what? I know you kind of hated the way your mother treated you and what they did, your parents did to you, but look at this thing right here. Didn't it work for you? Didn't what your parents did to you, how they treated you, they might not have all the knowledge that they have now, but it still worked for you. Some of those remedies still work. Some of those old school health remedies, they still work. Some of those ways they did things still work. Apply them so that our children can be productive adults. I thank you and I praise you. I thank God for you for sitting on here with me, talking with me. Do me a favor and share this with some people. Share this with some people. Tap on here with me. That baby has purpose. That baby has purpose. That natural baby has purpose, and that spiritual baby has purpose. That spiritual gift and that natural gift has purpose. I was preaching on yesterday, and I want to point this thing out, and I really am done. There have been times we have people in our family that has great recipes about I'm just gonna keep it real. They made their own homemade wine. They made these biscuits. They made these cakes. They made things that were just absolutely wonderful to eat. Just they had the gift to do certain things, and they were just wonderful that they did. But they did not take the time to pass it on to the children, to the grandchildren. So they end up dying with those great things inside of them. You have great things inside of you, men and women of God. It's time to pass those things on. I ain't talking about the drama. I ain't talking about the heartache. I ain't talking about the bitterness. I'm talking about those things that will bring productivity to our children. Let's help our children be productive. Let's speak life to them. Let's decree and declare the greatness in their life. Bless you, Elder Rogers. Let's speak life into them. Let's pass the torch, the real torch, not the torch of foolishness or gossip, of ignorance or foolishness. Let's pass the torch of love, the torch of understanding, the torch of patience, the torch of the love of God himself, the torch of praise and of worship. Let's pass the torch of obedience and acceptance, loving themselves, respecting and honor themselves. I love you and the thing you can do about it. I appreciate you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. Father, right now we ask you to forgive us if we have not been the parents that we should have been to our children. But Father, in your word, you told us to train them up in the way they should go. For when they get older, won't depart from them. Father, we ask you to forgive us for being selfish about ourselves, what we want, how we want, and when we want. Father, we take responsibility for our actions. And Father, from this day forward, we will move in the way that you have ordained us, you have asked us, and you have commanded us for what concerning the seed that you have given us. Father, let us nourish the seed. Let us cultivate the seed. Let us love the seed. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. From this day forward, we will change. We will be a different person, loving, honoring, and training our children so they can be productive adults in your house, Father, as well as in their natural house. But we give you praise and glory in your Son Jesus' name, for it is so, and so it is. I love you. I appreciate you. Share this. Do me a favor. Hit me up on Facebook. Tag me in. Put it on there. That baby has purpose. I love you.
My God, thank you so much, Pastor. You really blessed us on tonight. That's what I was sharing with the people earlier, that I knew the word was something we needed to hear because the enemy had got really busy with blocking up and causing nothing to happen. But I thank God that you stayed faithful and you stayed consistent and you waited along to start the service. So I just want to say to anybody and everybody that has something to say, the lines are open. If you would like to say something to encourage the man of God or just bless the man of God, please do so at this time.
Amen, Pastor Troy. This is Cecilia. Thank you so much for reminding us about the importance of unity before and after our relationships, and reminding us about how we should train up our children, and reminding us about passing on those gifts. So even if it's just how to make cornbread, or even if it's something how to play an instrument. So thank you. And also reminding us that we don't need to pass on the gossiping and the backbiting and all of that, but we do need to pass on those positive things, because I still remember how my parents made Renee and I do, Minister Sylvia and I do everything together. And they also taught us that you can talk about each other's friends, but if I catch you talking about each other, they actually would beat us pretty bad for talking about each other.
Oh, Jesus.
So we grew up never talking about each other. We talked about each other's friends. We talked about each other's friends with their big head, their big nose. I mean, we really tore each other's friends up. But we never talked about each other. So I thank you for reminding us about the importance of unity.
All right.
Amen.
And I forgot to mention this, that when me and Marty and Antoine, we were getting into fights, that Mama used to make us hug each other. She said, "Hug him. Y'all gonna fight? Now you said, hug." After she slapped him a couple of times, She said, "Now stand there and hug him." I'm like, "I don't want to hug this ninja." And she said, "You gonna stand there and hug him till I tell you to let go." But we had to stand there and hug him, mad as cayenne pepper, boy, hot. But guess what? Her thing was, like you just said, we are siblings. We are siblings, and you're gonna learn to love each other one way or another. But I'm gonna help you along the way to love your siblings.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Apostle Elect had typed on your chat line on the Facebook when he was talking about the sister that would spank you with the ruler. We had a man at our school called Mr. Cook. Mr. Cook, he was dark as pat leather, black pat leather, and he was built like a fire hydrant.
Oh, God.
And he kept a fan belt, and he would just whoop us with that fan belt. Whether it was on your hand or your behind, but when they would say, "I call your mom or dad," we would be like, "Call them." If they say, "You go into the hall and see Mr. Cook," we would be like, "Mr. Cook."
Oh, Lord.
So we want to say we agree with you. We touch and agree with you. We know what you talked about. It was so true. When it came to us being siblings, what our parents did, and when it came to the discipline in school, and our parents, like you say, they didn't go up there acting a fool. Our parents was the first ones to say, "I know you're not lying, because I know." Now, Cecilia, now she ain't going to do that. But Renee, now, I know you ain't lying. We just want to thank God for Jesus, right? So I'm going to ask, is anybody else on the line would like to say something to the man of God to encourage him and just let him know how much you appreciate the word that he brought forth?
Good evening. I just want to say thank you for the words tonight, all them beautiful, truthful, knowledgeable words that are so true about these parents and their kids. They all need to go back to school because some of these parents with their kids, it's like you'd be wondering who is the mama, who is the daddy, who is the son of the woman. Because the way these kids are now today, talking about them, I'd be, excuse me, they'd be wanting to be a foster parent. Well, what? It's like staying in jail all the time? You know, because these kids do not respect. I can't hit you, but you can hit me. These kids is just ridiculous. You talking about drawing up, rolling your ass, walking off? You be trying to find out where your teeth went, where your face is directed. The kids are so disrespectful. And some of these parents think that it is so cute. Girl, my son, my daughter, yeah, that's why they whooping you. But then they so cute. These kids and their parents need to grow up and to understand and to learn the word of God. Well, some of them need to learn the word of themselves. I just want to say thank you and thank you, thank you, because those words are so true, and so many still need to learn. Thank you.
Amen. Thank
that
you,
so
Mr.
true.
Sheila, for those words. Thank you for words, Mr. Sheila. Go ahead, Pastor. Were you saying something?
No, I'm just saying, all you say is amen, amen. I always wanted to be a gym teacher. Right, and I was thinking about going back to school so that I could get the degree that I need to become a gym teacher. But I had a friend of mine tell me, Pastor Troy, you know I love you, right? I'm like, sure you do. It's like, you can't become no gym teacher. I was like, why not? Because they say you're gonna be in jail within the first week you start working. They said, if you are who you say you are, that ain't gonna work. I said, because I'm gonna punch a kid dead in the mouth. What you call me? Well, call your mama and tell your mama to bring the ambulance and the police. Cause I'm gonna whoop your mama when she get up here too, cause she should have taught you better. Cause I don't think you need a whoop. I think your mom need a whooping for her sake. That's okay. That's okay though. When I get done, they're like, Mr. Thomas crazy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That little man crazy. Yes, I am.
Well, Pastor Troy, please, please, please listen to them. They gave you good advice. Cause I have a friend that was the same way. And we told her not to be a drill sergeant, and she became a drill sergeant, and somebody called her the N-word and spit in her face, and she knocked him clean out. And she didn't get to stay a drill sergeant. So please listen to them.
Right.
I did.
Right. Know your weakness. Know your weakness.
Yes, I truly enjoyed tonight's service, and I just want to say thank you for allowing God to use you and have his way on tonight to minister to those of us on blog and as well on Facebook, because a lot of people needed to hear what was being said, because a lot of times people don't remember the purpose behind what our parents did when they was raising us, and some of them didn't even have parents that was raising them because the parents wasn't in the household. And the grandparents were too old to really take that extra step because of their age. They was not able to. So we just want to say thank you for sharing that moment, because somebody was blessed on tonight. Somebody needed to hear that. And I'm so glad I was one of the people that heard it. But I thank God, because I'm like one of those sisters wrote on there. I thank God he gave me a child that when I had him, I asked God for the first thing was wisdom. And I thank God that I was consistent with my child, that when he told me at 4 years old, when I told him he couldn't do something, he said, you can't be my friend no more. And I snatched him in the collar and said, I'll never be your friend. I'll be friendly to you, but I'm your mama. I will never be your friend. I don't play with you.
Right.
And be one way one day. I was the same way every day. So Sidney used to tell me, I used to hit my son so much for doing stuff. When I walked past him, he would just twitch and throw his hands up like he was blocking. And I had to get to the point, I had to say, I'm sorry, but I know as a boy child, because boys are born as leaders and hunters, I knew I had to put the fear in him early so that when his friends would say something, he would say, no, my mama. You can't play with her like that. You know, so I didn't play with him. I would go up to the school and one time I had to go up there and whoop him, and the teacher said, oh, mother, we can't do that. I said, you don't know who you call. You don't want me to whoop him, then don't call me. send a note.
I know you're right.
Try to talk to her. But if you call me and tell me to come up here, I'm going to handle this situation. Because we're not going to do this no more because I had to work and I didn't have time to take breaks to come up to his classroom. So with that being said, anybody else have anything to say to the man of God on tonight?
I just want to say again, delicious. We need more teaching of that type. Delicious, delicious, delicious.
Yes, 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 yes. So I thank you for the lesson on tonight. I just want to let everybody know that if you need to, want to, or have to, go back and look into our archives. They shall be available in about an hour from now. You can listen to this service whenever you want to. Just keep it on your front page of things to know. And, Pastor, I want to know, do you have any cheap plugs that you would like to give to us right now?
I do. The first Sunday of September, which is September 1st, we are having the reunion service of the No Cross, No Crown and Fountain of Living Water Ministries. So we want all everyone that are former members, now members, old members, something like a member, come on, let's have some fun. also starts our new service time. Our new service time kicks off at now 2:30 p.m. as the first Sunday in September. Our service starts at 2:30, and that's going to be the kickoff for our new service time at 2:30. So we're asking all former members of the No Cross, No Crown ministry and the Fountain of Living Waters to come, and just let's fellowship one with another. We're going to have some remember this, who said this, who did this, kind of, you know, so we're going to have some fun, but we're going to have a good time in the Lord, and afterwards we're going to fellowship and eat and laugh and talk, all right?
Give us the address, Pastor.
4244 West Madison at the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church.
That's in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side.
606.
Okay, is that the only one you have, or do you have any other?
And then the fifth Sunday of September, we have our youth service. The youth is in charge. That service won't be at 2:30. It will be at 4 o'clock. We have so many young people that's going to come. They're going to sing. They're going to dance. And we have a youth speaker. We have a young man. He's about 14 years old. He's going to be our speaker for that day. Pastor DeAndre Patterson's son is going to be our speaker for Dylan Patterson. We expect a great time in the Lord. Once again, we will repeat this again. And I believe for the second Monday in September, I might try to find a location where we can all come together and be on Facebook Live and have a talk. That's what I'm working toward. All right?
That sounds great. And Pastor, can I ask, what is the ages of the youth so we make sure that nobody have a excuse? What is the ages of the youth?
From conception until the age of 21.
Okay. So now that they know, they can't say that I wasn't included in that. And I'm going to squeeze a 22, 23 in there and see if I can get
in. That's fine, too. Come on. let's say from conception to 30. They're young.
Yes. So we want to say to everybody, we thank you all for joining us on Blog Talk and Facebook Live tonight to hear our very own Pastor Troy Servant Thomas with the word. Don't forget, we're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile 3E. We're also here every Friday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own program of Let's Talk with me, your Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and along with Minister Sheila Kaiser as the host for the program, which is Facebook Live. We try to get it in on Blog Talk also. Do not forget every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have a Let's Talk program on Blog Talk with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We would like to say thank you all. The man of God has already prayed for us. We want to say, please don't forget to tune in. Continue to watch our Facebook postings from Pastor Thomas, Troy Thomas, and Pastor Antoine Thomas, as well as Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We are constantly posting on Facebook about our services on Blog Talk and Facebook Live. I want you all to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So with that being said, before you go to work tonight, I mean, yeah, some of you all got to go to work, and some of you all going to bed to go to work in the morning. Don't forget, the man of God said that baby has a purpose. So don't let that go without saying amen and thank you, Lord. So I want to say good night, everybody.
Good night. Love you.
Love you back.